Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Good morning. 7 a.m. on Saturday. You know what that means.
Lou Manfredini.
It's time for Lou and the Mr. Fix-It Show. So grab that cup of coffee and your honey-do list for the weekend,
honey,
because he's here till 10 to answer your home improvement questions.
Samantha, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I have a problem with my toilet, and none of my ex-husbands are around to fix it for me. So.
So get ready, because I am about to let him loose. Right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
It's good. It's Northwestern football today. Now I think I can officially really honestly root for Northwestern. The last 4 years it's been tough because Quinn went to Michigan, and so I always felt like I had to root for Michigan because that's where our money went. And now my money's done going there. I'll still root for Michigan, but I just like Northwestern. Hi, everybody. Lou Manfredini, the Mr. Fix-It Show, 7:14 in the morning. This hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Rogers Roofing, ChevyDriveChicago.com, Touch and Foam Professional Spray Foam Insulation, and by Ace Hardware. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Good morning, Veronica. Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Julia, that no one knows.
Good morning.
She's observing.
Good morning, Lindsay. I always forget to say good morning because we talk in the morning. Oh, my gosh. Veronica, you are going to love this noodle. This has got Veronica written all over her.
It's either about gardening, candling, or baking.
Yes. Good one.
All three together?
Can you hear this?
What is that?
It's our noodle too. All I'm going to tell you is it's a mason jar. And
it has
three
to be canning, then.
Right. It's a mason jar and three little black balls. Right? Well, they're not like balls. They're like little. Well, they're like a ball. Are you posting that video?
Yeah. Well, okay. What do you think? I just made it for you?
So, well, I don't know. It was pretty funny. Lindsay, I think, drinks during the day. She loves to day drink. And yesterday,
the mason jar is empty. Huh?
Right. Did you do this when your kids were asleep?
Nope. They were right next to me.
Oh, my gosh. Wait till you see this video of the Noodaloo 2 that Lindsay put together. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lots of stuff to talk about. Our Noodaloo 2, all I'm going to tell you is it's a jar. It's a mason jar with three little black balls and whipped cream.
And I'm going to like this.
You're going to love it.
Okay. All right.
You're going to love it.
I'm going to wait.
You're going to love it. Then later on today, Lindsay found this company that builds gates for kids.
Correct.
You know, I mean, gates for kids, right? You can buy those at the hardware store, you know, and they're all rickety and they all look the same and you can never quite figure out how to get them to use. This company makes custom gates.
That are beautiful.
They're like a piece of furniture.
I know.
And so we're going to talk to them about this trend because, you know, if you want your house to look nice and you've got kids and you want to make sure that they're, you know,
Or protected, or pets, right? Or elderly folks
Right. So we're going to talk to them later on this morning after 8:35. But let's get to your phone calls. 312-981-7200. This is Kathy in Roselle. Kathy, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. I have a deck question for you. I had my deck stained and with a good Sherwin-Williams stain.
Okay.
And so that was in the spring, and now I notice that it's really looks terrible. It's all blackish and all kinds of marks on it that just don't come off with the rain. So I was wondering what you would suggest to clean it up without taking all the stain off.
Was it an oil-based stain that went down?
I think so.
Can you see the grain of the wood?
Yes.
Okay. My guess is it's organic material right on the top that's mildew and mold.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's not anything that's scratching, right?
No.
Okay.
It just looks terrible.
Okay. Here's what I would use. You've heard me talk about wet and forget?
Yes.
Okay. Go buy a bottle of that. And okay. How big is the deck?
These are good questions. It's pretty big.
Okay.
Pretty big.
All right. So then you can buy it in a quart or a gallon. And do you happen to have a pump sprayer at home?
I do.
All right. Follow the directions specifically. Okay. Don't say, oh, I'm going to put a little bit more and that'll be better. It'll tell you, I believe it's one part wet and forget and either 4 or 5 parts of water in the pump sprayer. Then sweep off the deck.
Okay.
So that you're blow it, you know, if you have a leaf blower, blow it all off. Then apply this wet and forget. Now, the way that goes down is you have to dampen the surface first. So you'll take a little hose and not get it soaking wet, but just damp.
Okay.
And you'll spray that. What are you doing this weekend? Are you going to be
home?
Probably this. No. But are you going to be home?
Yes.
All right. So once you spray this, I need you to stay off the deck for probably an hour.
Oh, okay.
And then you're fine.
So don't do any power washing.
Nope. And in about 30 days, the end of September, it's going to look fantastic.
All right. Well, I will do that. So, and every time you stain it, which would be, what, every 2 or 3 years?
I'm sorry?
Would you stain the deck every 2 or 3 years?
Well, it really all depends on how it looks, meaning, you know, if it gets a lot of sunlight and you see it to start to fade and whatnot, then, you know, it could be that that's what you have to do. You know, the challenge here where we live is we have such temperature extremes that wood expands and contracts so much that it's really hard for any kind of finish to go over the top. Now, if you listen to me with any regularity, you know that one of my favorite oil-based semi-transparent stains is a product called Penafin. And that is a rosewood oil-based stain. And so I would highly recommend that the next time you stain it, and once you get all this mildew and mold off, you try using that. You got to find a dealer, and then it's not a widely distributed product, so it's not everywhere. But I think it's terrific, and it holds up well. And something like that, when it's applied correctly, you should be able to get, you know, anywhere from, 3 to maybe even 5 years of performance, depending on how much sun exposure the deck gets.
Now, back to the Mr. Fix-It Show with your host, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
There's nothing wrong with a hard hat and a hammer. Kind of blue and sticks.
You know how we get people to do the rejoins like that for us? This is going to sound funny, but there's a voice. There's a voice at the airport that I'm at all the time, and it turns out he's like the electrician. He's one of the electricians at the airport, and he says, "The city of Chicago reminds you to wash your hands frequently," and he's got a very distinctive voice, and this is crazy, but I always hear it when I'm in the bathroom, you know.
So when you hear the voice, does it trigger anything?
Well, first of all, it drives me crazy how many men use the bathroom and don't wash their hands. Drives me crazy. So you're standing there doing your thing, and this voice comes along and says, "The city of Chicago," and you'll hear other messages like, "Never take a ride from cab driver shouldn't solicit you." But this guy has a very distinctive voice. I don't know his name, but I want him to do a rejoin.
Oh.
We have to figure out how to get a hold of him. I think they can record it at the airport. I think they have a way to do that because I think they record it there.
Okay.
Next time you're there, I was going to say, just take a recorder and find him.
Well, yeah.
You can get
him. But I'm always very busy. I'm trying to get on a flight. Could you hold, pilot, could you hold that flight? I got to go with the guy that told me to wash my hands. Just say, "You're listening to Mr. Fix-It." And I want him to say, "The city of Chicago reminds you to wash your hands." Now back to, you know, like something like that.
I totally know what voice you're talking about.
He's got a very distinctive voice. So we got more of that. I want to come out, like, you know who I really want to get to? The woman that does the Apt. The Apt commercials.
Oh, that I don't know.
That woman, you know, she says, pleasing people since 1936. Whoever she is.
I bet we could do that.
Yeah. Who do you think
Call
she
your
is?
Buddy.
Am I reading anything?
I'm
taking a call. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Look at this. Brian's got a smelly house. Brian's on the northwest side. How are you, Brian?
Hey, Lou. How's it going?
Good. What's going on?
Well, we had seepage come into the basement, so the waterproofing dude came out here. He removed the drywall in the finished basement. He painted, and He used the seal and everything. Now I got a smell in my house that will run you out of the basement.
Wait a minute. What do you mean you just painted? The waterproofing guy came and all he did was paint?
Well, he did paint and he used the seal and he used an injection.
Oh,
you know.
So they injected a crack.
Right, they injected a crack and then he like painted over it with some type of, I guess, acrylic paint seal or whatever. And
okay.
It'll run you, it's a smell that'll run you out the house. It's been almost a week now.
Is it a musty smell or a sewer smell?
No, it's a chemical smell.
Oh, from this, whatever they treated the thing with.
Yep.
Okay, do we have any windows down there?
Yep, I have all windows open and got a fan going.
Blowing out.
Right.
Okay. Well, get another fan. We gotta evacuate. If they were using harsh chemicals, we have to get that chemical out of there. So if you can get another box fan, and
okay.
And how many windows do you have down there?
Six.
Okay.
But they're glass block.
Oh, so how many open?
All six do open.
Oh, I see. But they're small.
Right, they're small.
Okay. Get at least two more box fans. They're inexpensive, and put them in that glass block and blow them out and on high to get a draft going. And then I assume you have a set of stairs that go down. The stairs that go down to the basement, is there a side door or anything?
Yep, there's a back door. Open the back door and cut on the fan and try to blow it out of the. I got a one of those industrial fans.
Yeah. So we need to, instead of trying to pull the chemical smell up the stairs and out, I want you to put the fans in the lower windows and then open that door to draw the air in.
Okay.
See what I mean? So I'm going to draw fresh air down the stairs because it's going to naturally cascade down because of temperature, and then that's going to circulate through. Now, in conjunction with that, go buy a large container of Fresh Wave crystal gel.
Okay.
And pour that into several bowls and place that in the basement area near the fans. So doesn't it, in other words, as the air, the crystal gel works as air flows across it, and that will help to kind of grab some of that odor. But we need to get a lot of airflow going. My guess is it's the dampness that's still causing this chemical not to cure, but you have to keep the air moving.
Okay.
And keep that air moving, and it's going to probably take a couple days, but that combination of fans and the Fresh Wave should help. Okay? I appreciate the phone call. It's 7:28 in the morning. We'll be back right after this.
Now back to your host, your go-to handyman, Lou Manfredini, on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Okay, the restaurant we went to last night for dinner for, Marianne, my friend Marianne Lindsay, who we do 5 minutes with Marianne.
Yeah.
We were there for her birthday. She's 39, and it was her 39th birthday. And so we all went together, and we went to this restaurant called Falstrom.
Huh.
Have you ever heard of it?
I've never heard of it.
Okay, it's on Belmont Avenue.
Okay.
And it's a fish restaurant, but it's open morning, noon, and night, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like, you can get breakfast there and omelets and whatever. It was so nice. And this, you know, I'm going to tell you, you're a former waitress.
Yes.
Okay? No, A number one. Mm. You got to tell me your name when you come to the table.
Yes.
Right?
Correct.
Right away. Hi, this lady came. And just ironically, the waitress's name was Marianne. So, of course, that's like a fun thing because we're there for Marianne's birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And so now we're having fun. And then there was a waiter in training, like Julia, who's shadowing today with Veronica, right? Mm-hmm. And his name was Jesse. And so then all of a sudden you have fun. Guess what happens? You get a better tip.
Absolutely.
Right? The food was fantastic. They have this cute little outdoor seating area. And the restaurant is just super nice. And I loved it. It was great.
Awesome.
So happy birthday, Marianne. Falstrom. Very good.
It's also, if I can, my brother's 25th birthday today.
Really?
Aww.
What's
First
his name?
Adam.
Where is he?
He's in Great Falls, Montana. He's pitching for the White Sox organization. First birthday, I don't think I've been able to see him since he's been here.
Oh, well, happy birthday to Adam.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll let him know you said hi.
Yeah. That's nice. He's pitching. He's a baseball player.
Yep.
Why? I didn't know that. 25 years old.
25.
And how fast is his fastball?
92, 93.
Wow. I don't think I could drive a car that fast.
Oh, you can.
I mean, have you? What's the fastest you've ever driven a car?
50.
55.
50?
I've driven with Lindsay. She is a lead foot.
Yeah, on that red dirt road.
Grandma Lynn's.
What's the fastest you've ever driven a car?
I've gotten it to 100 before.
Veronica?
I don't think I've gotten that fast. I've always had cruddy cars. You know, the kind you step on it, and that might make it up to 57.
I had a 1973 Chevy Caprice Classic in lime green with a Super Glide transmission and a 327 V8 when I was in high school. And I got that thing up to 100 miles an hour, and it was like I was driving my living room down the road. It was, the thing was floating, and I was 16 years old, right? That was the wrong car to drive at 100 miles an hour. And I think that's the fastest I've ever driven.
That's when the wheel starts shaking at like 75.
It didn't shake. It just sort of, I honestly think that there was so much air under it, it felt like it was going to take off. And that thing weighed 1,000 pounds, you know, 10,000 pounds, whatever it was. It was huge. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Grace in Indiana. Hi, Grace.
Good morning. Good morning.
How can I help you?
You are our house care provider.
Oh, well, congratulations. It's my pleasure.
Thank you so much for your call, for answering my call. But this has to do with the gutter. The gutter guards went out to check and see, into the big stores, to check and see what they had. And one of them featured these plastic. Let me go back. Our house is surrounded by large, large trees here in the suburbs.
Okay.
And so we have to constantly clean those gutters. We
have them done.
Have them cleaned.
Right.
And we used to have that kind of a sponge-like gutter guard.
That's, you stuffed it into the gutter?
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. And, of course, it's been past their prime. So we're thinking of installing something that would be more of a plastic or a guard that would be keep the trees, the leaves from...
Sure, coming inside the gutter.
Coming inside the gutter. And
right.
So anyway, I went and checked the huge stores that have gutter guards, and there was one plastic. It's almost like a sheet. It is a sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And very tiny and kind of lined with a filter type, and it snaps into the gutter.
Okay.
These sheets are about 3 feet
long,
and they snap into the gutter. And so anyway, I thought about those. Can you give me your expert advice or something?
Sure. A couple things to consider. First of all, the gutters that you have on your home, are they in good shape, the actual gutters themselves?
I believe so, yes.
Okay, so
we'll check those, too, when we have the gutters cleaned.
So as far as you know, nothing's leaking, there's no separation, they're pitched correctly, all that good stuff.
No, but I didn't notice it by the kitchen window, above the kitchen window, that there was, when these harsh rains came, there was an overflow.
Right. Well, and okay, so that could be an
that
issue
be
of
clog.
A clogged
yeah.
downspout, any number of issues of why that's occurring. You have a myriad of choices when it comes to gutter guards. Now, certainly, if you listen to the station of any regularity, leaf guard is probably the preeminent complete system where a contractor comes out and replaces all your gutters. Now, the reason I asked you about the shape of your gutters is that if the gutters themselves are not in great shape, and this is for anyone listening, I think that it's something you should probably consider and at least get an estimate. I will tell you, it is not inexpensive in the least. It's an expensive proposition to have these leaf guard systems put on. But I do think that it's an added value proposition down the line when you go to sell the house. And for some, if it's within your budget, it's something to do. There's another sponsor now, Lindsay, that's been on Gutter Guards, like Rock Mountain Candy, Rock Gutter something, Rock Mountain Candy, Rocky Top. What's that country song?
Rocky
Top will Rocky always be home, sweet home. That should be their theme song. Who used to sing Rocky Top? It's like the Gatlin Brothers or something like that. Anyway, so they're another company. But then you've got a product called Gutter Stuff, which is a foam like you have. Those are now, probably when you put that stuff in years ago, it did not have a UV treatment on it. And the newer stuff has a UV treatment where it really probably goes a good 10 years before it starts to break down. There's another company called Gutter Brush that looks like a giant pipe cleaner that you can put in to the gutter yourself or have someone do. That's highly effective. I will tell you that any kind of gutter guard made out of plastic is not a good choice for a gutter because the plastic, the UV will break that down and it's susceptible to cracking. Alcoa still makes a product called Leaf Relief that is an aluminum sieve that essentially snaps into place, but you need a couple screws to put it in place. And it works really well and would be something that I would definitely consider. So you've got three options: the Leaf Relief, the Gutter Stuff, or the Gutter Brush to consider. And then that, what's the Rock Mountain Candy? Did we find that out? Rock something. Keep listening, and I'll give you the name of that company as well. I've heard them recently. I need to do a little investigation as to what they're putting in, but I think they have a solid cover that they're putting over your existing gutter, and that would be someone you could hire to come out and do that work. Appreciate the phone call. 7:48 in the morning. When we come back, it's our Noodaloo 2. Don't go away. It is 7:51 in the morning. Lindsay has her hand up because it's time for... Yeah, no, that's not it. Mine was from the 70s. Well, I guess this is from the 70s. For Rock Mountain Candy? For Rock...
Rock, what song
Rock,
did you want?
Rock Gutter Guard? I will come up with it. Spring Rock. No, the one is Rock Me Gently. Rock Me... Veronica will remember that song. Remember that
70s
song?
Yes.
What is that song?
Take it easy, I have never been loved like this before.
Right. Yeah. It's got to be from the 70s.
And okay. Kim? I'm just Googling.
Yes, that is it.
Really?
Yes. Wow.
Oh, just check me out.
One of those one-hit wonder type
things. Right. It's a good song. It's time for our Noodaloo 2. I'm pretty sure that we need to talk to some authorities because I think Lindsay drinks during the day. She did a video where she was demoing. A lot of times what happens is she gets these Noodaloo 2s and they come to her and I don't get to see them right away. So she'll do a quick little phone video. This is what we're talking about. This is how it works, whatever. And she'll send it to me. So that's what I thought I was looking at. This was like a full-on Chicago Med production, which I think you had a lighting crew and there's music. And she stole the music that Facebook won't even let her post.
No, I did. I got to post it.
Oh,
it
you
is
did?
On, it's on Facebook.
So if you go to my Facebook page.
I wasn't drinking.
You're. Much.
This was at like 1 in the afternoon.
Like I said, here's our Noodaloo 2 that's going to make your life a whole lot easier.
Who doesn't love a good dollop of homemade whipped cream on their berries or on your pumpkin pie or hot chocolate? Or let's face it, anything. But it takes a lot of work to whip up just that dollop. Pun intended. You've got to lug out that big old mixer, or you could do it by hand with a whisk, but that also makes for a very tired arm. Then you've got the beaters to wash or immersion blender to clean. But what if it was as simple as just shaking up a jar? Well, this week's Noodaloo 2 is the Crazy Jar designed by Cookit in France. It is crazy cool, and crazy plus creamy is crazy. It makes perfect whipped cream in under a minute, replacing a whisk with three silicone balls. The set promises a fluffy, creamy texture your desserts deserve with just a few shakes. It includes the jar and three crazy balls in a nicely packaged gift box. When you're ready to shake it up, you just put in regular fat cream or whipping cream, a little bit of sugar, add the crazy silicone balls, and go to town for about 60 seconds. Simple as that. You open the lid, and I swear it is fluffy, luxurious, delicious, amazing whipped cream. Mmm! This thing is so cool. It goes for $17.99 on Amazon.com. You can find out more or watch a video that I actually put together myself to show you how it's done on Lou's Facebook page. We'll, of course, also put the links up on Lou's Mr. Fix-It page on WGNRadio.com and also up on VibeScore. Download the free app on your iPhone and vibe about it. That's this week's New to Lou's.
This is an awesome arm workout. You know, ladies, it's all about the guns. Sun's out, guns out. I'm shaking it right now. It's a.
I don't really know if you're shaking it right.
What is that? Why you're like go up and down?
Can you still hear the balls?
Yes.
Okay. Well, once you can. I can hear the
bells. Once
you could be on the treadmill at the same time.
Oh my gosh! So it is like it's a mason jar with a handle, right? And there's a lid, but their lid is a little special. It's got like a little piece of silicone on it to seal it, so it's not like a separate lid. And you can't, if you over tighten it, it won't go. And the little silicone balls look like little, they're not round. They have corners to them. They're not, it's already starting.
Okay, there you go.
Right. Okay, so I'm shaking the thing, and she just poured the room temperature whipped cream in it and the sugar, and you're shaking away. And like you can feel like now the balls are not, they're in there.
They're not moving as
they're
smoothly.
Not moving. Yeah. So I've made and I'm just shaking away. This would be a terrific arm workout.
Now,
can you imagine? But then the thing is, what would happen is your arms would be in great shape, but you'd be eating so much whipped cream that your butt would get bigger.
Okay, I think that's good.
Do you know
what,
that
your butt gets bigger?
Oh wait, no, I didn't.
Really?
If you two had told me about this, I could have brought pie.
Try. I think it's ready.
Wait, did you hear what she just said?
I did. Pie.
You could have even requested what kind of pie you wanted, and I would have brought it.
Are there any goodies in there this morning?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Muffins
I
and cookies.
Know.
Look at this, Veronica.
You can tip it upside down, and nothing
okay,
will come
out. Okay, Veronica, are you watching in the camera?
Yes, and I am in love with this thing already.
Okay, I just took the lid off, and I turned it upside down, and nothing's coming out.
That took you like a minute and a half or something, and it's already whipped cream.
Okay, but you know, like, when you want some whipped cream,
is a spoon clean?
You know, yes. You have to, you know, pull out the whole blender. Or
right.
It takes forever just to make one silly little thing of.
Oh, my gosh.
I know.
And you I could eat that whole jar.
There'll always be way too much whipped cream, which actually, there's never too much whipped cream. You could just eat it with a spoon.
Prove it, Lou.
Like Lou is.
Eat it all.
Okay, wait.
Or
how much is this?
$17.99.
That is
Amazon.
So worth it.
And when you're done with it, you just, you know, obviously you just rinse it off in the sink.
That is so cool.
Who thinks of these things?
Know.
That's what I want to know.
I love it.
How did someone think? I wonder if silicone balls in a mason jar would make whipped cream.
It's made from some guy in France. Gregory Monterre.
I could have brought pumpkin pie, cherry pie.
You know, Lindsay loves pie. That's like at their wedding, they had pie. They didn't have a wedding cake.
We did, you're right.
What's your favorite pie?
Ooh, I do like pumpkin.
My father-in-law likes
bourbon.
Cherry pie warmed with vanilla ice cream.
Hmm.
That's it.
I'm not a cherry fan.
Really?
Mm. You don't like the texture, I bet, right?
Mm. Yeah, that's what it is. Or blueberry.
I'm not a sweets guy, although that is delicious whipped cream.
Very cool.
Sugar, whipped cream, it took me a minute. And look at them. Now I'm like pumped up. Look how I got the guns.
I bet you'd like a chocolate satin pie, Lou. You know,
what's
one of
that?
Those. Oh, you've never had a chocolate satin pie?
No.
It's like eating
like French
fudge.
Silk, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
With.
Okay, so I don't want to take anything away from this guy, but what do you think is the secret ingredient? Is it that the little silicone balls have the edges on them?
It must be.
Because you couldn't just throw, I mean, you can't go buy silicone balls. Right?
Especially you don't go to square edges.
Right, you don't go to Michael's and buy those, right? It comes in a little brown box.
It's like
that's
a
the mason
gift
jar.
Box, so it would be a really great gift. Item for
it's a great wedding gift,
yeah,
or someone that bakes.
Or a baker.
$17.99. Mm-hmm. That's the deal. Where do you get it? Amazon.
Amazon.
I just like the idea. You don't have to make that huge amount of. I mean, can you make small?
It's
amounts?
The perfect. Well, no, but I mean, it's
yeah.
Okay. So in other words, when I took the lid off of this, okay, it's settled. So I would say it's a larger mason, right? That's a larger
it's a
mason
larger,
jar.
Yes.
And it's probably a third of the. Of the mason jar is the whipped cream. So it's perfect. I would say if you had three pieces of pie, you could put a nice dollop on.
But see the max, there's like a minimum fill and a maximum fill on the other side. And then whatever you don't use, like you could stick that in the refrigerator right now with the top on.
Done.
Tomorrow.
Right.
Wow.
Right. Mm-hmm. Wait, so if you go, you could fill that all the way up with whipped cream like that?
I guess so. I haven't gone that high, but I mean.
Wow. This is amazing. Okay, you know how the Lucy Light was my new, my most favorite Noodaloo too? I got to show this on TV.
Very, yeah.
This is good. This is a good House Smarts Noodaloo too.
Definitely.
Yeah, I love it. That tone you heard meant that I am super late, but this is Chicago's very own 720 WGN Chicago and WGNRadio.com. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. That Noodaloo 2 will be up on our Facebook page. Really funny video you have to watch of Lindsay, as well as WGNRadio.com. You can vibe about it on VibeScore. Tell us what you think.
Wake up. Time to tune in to that lovable Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show right here on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
That's me. By the way, it's time to get ready for another exciting season of Chicago's Blackhawks hockey. Join me for a live broadcast of the Mr. Fix-It Show on Saturday, September 24th from 7 to 10 a.m. We're going to be outside the United Center at Chicago's Blackhawks Training Camp Festival. The outdoor festival is free and has fun activities for all ages. You can watch our broadcast, enjoy live music, and even join a Q&A session with Blackhawks alumni. Keep listening. We'll give you the chance to win tickets that will get you inside the United Center for the sold-out training camp festival to watch the team scrimmage. First 10,000 fans to enter the United Center get a Brent Seabrook bobblehead. To get more details, you can go to WGNRadio.com/events. 8:11 in the morning, this hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by the Lindeman Chimney Company, Fox Home Center, and Permaseal Basement Systems. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Let's go talk to Anna, who's in Kenosha. Hi, Anna. You're on WGN.
Hi, Lou. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for hanging on. How can I help you?
You know, I have a traditional colonial two-story house that was built in the 60s. And when you come in the entryway, the living room is to the left, and it's separated by like a little decorative half wall with these two spindles. And I'm assuming these spindles aren't holding anything up and could probably easily be removed.
Correct.
Kind of update it. Correct.
Yes.
Okay. And then any suggestions on exactly how to do that?
To take the spindles out?
Yeah. Like, you know, because, you know, they go into wood. So do they just screw or do I just slice it in half?
The decorative wall that you have, or the half wall, has some type of wood cap?
Yes.
All right. My guess is the wood cap went on there first, and that spindle is literally just sitting on top of that. Is it all painted?
No, they're wood, stained.
Stained wood.
Yeah.
Okay. So you have a couple ways to do this. And then it just goes to the drywall ceiling up above?
Yes.
Yeah. And the ceiling has no, the ceiling is completely flat. In other words, if I just grabbed them and took them away, the ceiling line would be flat.
Yes.
So more than likely, they're just sitting up against the drywall. And, you know, you have a couple ways to do this. You can take a hammer on the bottom. I would take a utility knife first, and I'd cut around the base of the spindle where it sits on the top of that wood.
Okay.
Because there might be some varnish or anything that's connecting the two, almost like a glue, okay? Mm-hmm. And it could be that they're glued as well. Now, you could take a little hammer and a block of wood, hold the block of wood against the bottom of that spindle and start banging on the block of wood.
Okay.
And just kind of cock that thing out of there. You could take a saw, like a little carpenter's saw, and cut the center of that spindle so that it breaks in half, and then you can more easily take it apart. If you're not interested in keeping the spindles, that's what I would probably do.
Okay, and you're guaranteeing that the ceiling won't fall down.
There's no guarantees in life, but I'm pretty confident that that is not a load-bearing spindle at all. Okay?
Got it. Okay.
You're going to have a little patch where the wood is that you're going to have to refinish.
Sure. Right.
And you're going to have to patch that ceiling.
Right. Well, I would love to take out even the little half walls to really open it up, but that's a flooring issue and seems like it'd be pretty involved.
Well, I mean, the more than likely the wall was there, and, yeah, you would have to patch in the floor. What is the floor? Is it?
Well, it's hardwood in the living room, and it's ceramic tile in the entryway.
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the spindles would update it quite a bit.
If you grab those spindles and shake them, you're going to feel that they're loose.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You're going to see some flecks in them. That's mm-hmm. the, that, those are just decorative.
Oh, you're right. Yeah, they are a little loose. Okay, got it.
Just cut them in the center and pull them away. And yes. then if you hear things creaking, run out of the house.
Okay, could I have your personal cell phone?
Right, exactly. If the ceiling does fall down, call Eric and Kathy on the Eric and Kathy Show, because yep. they were the ones that told you how to do this.
Okay.
All right?
All right, thanks so much.
Thank you. I appreciate you calling this morning. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Elaine in Crystal Lake. Elaine, you're on WGN. Good morning.
And you get paid for having all this fun?
I know. Isn't that amazing?
Sounds good.
I'm making whipped cream. I'm solving people's home problems. We're figuring out ways to make people listen to the news. How can
well,
I help you?
You are the perfect example of having found a way to make for you know make money and enjoying your life.
That I am having good. Fun. Thank you. How can I help
am,
you?
I am not. I'm hip. I have five or six or seven ceiling fans. My Hunter runs like a champ and has been going for 8 years. And it just stops long enough to turn it from summer to winter.
Okay.
But five of the other fans, only one is original and working still. The other four, within 2 years of having installed them, they started to tramp. Are you familiar with the term?
Mm-hmm.
They go, womp, 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 womp.
Mm-hmm.
And so we had probably a transmission replaced in four of them.
In your
Give
ceiling fans?
Right. Give them another a year and a half to 2 years, and they're doing it again. I mentioned the name so people wouldn't buy it, but I'm not sure that's quite fair. But I don't want to put
you
them
bought,
in again.
You bought these fans brand new?
Correct.
And you've had them how long?
Totally about 8 years. And we had them installed probably 7 or 6 years ago. We were in transition from one house to another. And so we had them installed, ran them for two, and it began tramping, and we didn't take care of it right away. We were hoping it would fix itself, I suppose.
Right.
And then, and subsequently had it, had someone from the local lighting company come in and replace the transmission, I would imagine.
Well, the motor.
And, not the motor, a part of something that helps the fan. And it worked. It wasn't the motor because it was only like $25 for the part or something like that. So, but we had that done, and within a year and a half, 2 years, it's doing it again. And subsequently, they're just sitting there because they make so much noise at night, you can't sleep.
Right. Well, a couple things about this. Does it make noise on all speeds?
Not on low, but on medium and high,
okay.
and forward or reverse.
And are these ceiling huggers, or are they on a drop rod?
No, they're huggers. They're perfectly balanced. They don't, you know, wobble or anything.
Right. I have seen a problem with huggers because the housing of the. Here's what I would tell you to try. It's a little tricky. All right, this is what I want you to try, and this is worth okay. it. You need to take the blades off.
Okay.
Then you need to take the housing, the finished housing, off.
Mm-hmm.
All right? Then I want you to put the blades back on.
Oh.
And I want you to run it on all different speeds.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is that motor is rubbing up against the housing, and that's where you're getting that sound.
Huh.
And it's a problem with huggers. And I think what happens with them over time, because of the way the base plate mounts, it becomes a little warped, and there's just a little bit of shake in a fan, and you'll get a little bit of sound from the housing itself. That's mm-hmm. where I think that's where your problem is. It's a little bit involved because you have to take the blades off to get the housing off, but then put the blades back on and then run it at all different speeds. If it's quiet and I'm right, then you got to figure out how to rebend that housing or... Well, no, or sometimes what can make a difference is the way those housings work is there's a little notch on it with a screw that you loosen the screw, you turn, and you go. Sometimes if you take a washer and put it under the housing and then put the screw, it's a little bit, in other words, the well, it's a little bit of monkeying around, but it can be done, and you know, it's up there with the faint with the blades in your way. But just by tweaking... By putting a washer under the housing to pull it away from where it mounts to the mounting bracket, mm-hmm. that can make a difference. Do me a favor. Hang on a second. Try this. Lindsay, can you get Elaine's number, and let's call her back next week and see if it works. All right? 8:19 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these.
You're listening to the Mr. Fix-It Show with Lou Manfredini on Chicago's very own 720 WGN. I love this show. Hey,
baby. Citizens, TJ is back. By overwhelming demand, we've added a second show to see the return of Thomas Jefferson, presented by Conasec and Dillon, trial attorneys on Saturday, November 5th at 1 p.m. at the MAC on the College DuPage campus. Join WGN Radio and John Williams in a unique live stage show featuring founding father and third president Thomas Jefferson. Hear insights from TJ on what might be in store for us in the next chapter of America's history right before the election, and you'll get a chance to ask your own questions too. Tickets for the 1 p.m. show are on sale now. Get your tickets today before the second show sells out. Buy online at WGNradio.com/events or call the Mac box office at 630-942-4000. The Return of Thomas Jefferson is presented by Conasec and Dillon, trial attorneys, and sponsored by Visit Springfield. Transportation provided courtesy of O'Hare Midway Limousine. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. This is Gary in Westmont. Gary, you're on WGN. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Yeah, I've got some leftover house brick when I had a second floor addition. And I, instead of throwing them in the landfill, I made like walk pavers out of them. But after a couple of years of the weather, they crumble and they break up. Is there anything I can treat them with or do that can keep them so they don't crumble and break up? I know they're different than pavers that you buy, you know, like a Home Depot and all that. But I hate to have to throw them out.
What kind of bricks are they? Are they Chicago common brick?
Yeah, just common brick that you put on, you know, when you build a house.
And you have them on the ground.
I put them on the ground after I hit. They had a lot of leftover, and they wanted to throw in the landfill, and I said, no. So I made, like, walkways out of them.
Yeah.
And after a couple of years of the weather, they just started
So
I guess they're a different type of brick than, you know, the type you buy at Home Depot for pavers and stuff.
Well,
but is there anything, any idea I can do to have them survive so they don't crumble and break up?
The only problem with what the advice I'm going to give you is that in order for this to have a chance to work, you have to take the brick out of the ground.
Okay, yeah.
Because if you just treat the top of it, the common brick is like a giant sponge. And the fact that it's in the ground, it's just absorbing all that moisture. The sun hits it, the ice, the snow, blah, 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 and it breaks apart. There's a concrete sealer. It's not designed for brick, but it would work on this that I've talked about called Bone Dry. And you can find it at bonedryproducts.com.
Great.
This is a silica-based sealer that you could paint on to these bricks, but you have to do it on all sides.
Right.
And it would get absorbed into the material, and it would slow down the deterioration of it, but it's not going to permanently eliminate it.
Okay.
It's the wrong application of this product to hit the ground. You know, the pavers that were used in streets were a common variety as well, but they were clay bricks, and they were fired, and so they didn't absorb the kind of moisture that these bricks do, which are really meant more for a vertical surface as opposed to direct ground contact.
Oh, okay. Well, gee, because I hate to see throw them in a landfill, right? That's why, you know, I kept them.
No. I mean, I think it's great that what you're doing, but, you know, quite honestly, if you're going to continue to use these as a walkway and you like the way it looks, maybe as these things start to crumble and deteriorate, you know, you get a hold of some other common brick, and then, you know, once a year you just replace the bad bricks.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Instead of taking up the whole walkway, you can find common brick anywhere, and what's going to decay literally turns into dust. And so, if you throw that in a landfill, that's all that is fill to cover up all the dirt and debris, so you wouldn't really be adding that much to it. And then, you know, if you replace a dozen bricks a year, that's not the end of the world, and you get a little colored variation, and you're good to go. So appreciate the phone call. We'll take a quick break and then go to news.
You're listening to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Now when you're feeling low and the fish won't bite,
I love this song. Welcome back, the Mr. Fix-It Show. I'm still amazed by the Noodaloo 2. Delicious homemade whipped cream in less than a minute. I don't know. But that could be a t-shirt. I want this on a t-shirt right here, what it says right there. Delicious homemade whipped cream in less than a minute.
That would be creepy. somebody posted on, I got a text that said, there's only two left on Amazon.
Really?
Yeah. They're going like hotcakes.
For those of you that own a business and you want to advertise, I highly recommend that you consider the Mr. Fix-It Show because we have a wonderful audience that is very loyal and they like to have fun on Saturday mornings from 7 to 10. So call the WGN sales department. It's available. By the way, you know the Plumbers 911 Chicago, which I really like? I want that to have a specific spot. It's sort of like we used to do the Ask the Plumber, right? That's what it is. So it should be, hey, the 8 o'clock news is sponsored by Plumbers 911. Call 911 Plumbers. What's it called? It's got a whole new name. What is it? Rock Mountain Candy? No? What is it? Mr. Han. Anyway, they should give them their own spot.
Plumbers 911 Chicago.
Plumbers 911 Chicago. So in other words, now we go to Veronica Carter. The report of the 8 o'clock news is sponsored by Plumbers 911 Chicago. And then Veronica does the news. And then right when Veronica says, now it's time for a break, then we know we're setting up and we're listening to the Plumbers 911. It's got to live in its own spot. Just throwing that out there. All right. Speaking of throwing stuff out, we don't want to do that. Joining me on the phone line right now is Hal Norman. He's the director and operator of Home Safe Home for Childproofing. And he's an exclusive Chicagoland area rep for the Gatekeepers. Hello, Hal.
Good morning, Lou.
What's Gatekeepers?
Gatekeepers is a custom hardwood safety gate. There is nothing else like it in the industry, primarily for toddlers, but a good portion of our business is also families with pets, elderly. These are removable gates, so they don't have to be in place all the time. And unlike more conventional gates, they are furniture quality. They blend in with the home. They are either painted or stained. And it's not the type of gate that you look at week after week saying, I can't wait to take these things down. They
become
part of the house.
I know. It's unbelievable. I mean, I get it. You know, I mean, you can't, if you're a manufacturer of this stuff, you sort of take a best guess on how you could put this in an area. But do you guys actually make these gates?
We do. We make these gates just outside of Madison, Wisconsin. I go and I take measurements. Turnaround time is approximately 2 to no more than 3 weeks.
Wow.
And I do the install myself when the gates are completed.
All right, so you go to somebody's house and they say, I've got this lovely home and I've got this lovely little boy named...
Zachary.
I was just thinking Mike Stevens' son, Michael, right? Michael Stevens. Okay. He's probably crawling around by now, right? How old is that kid? Mike Stevens' boy.
He's probably a year and a half.
Yeah, so he's are you walking it a year?
Well, my chubby baby is not, but.
Okay, so if it's slower in development like Lindsay's baby, you don't have to worry. No, she's crawling. No, I don't want to make you worry about that. Now, I come in, and when you say custom, in other words, you'll give people, here, we could do something like this, or I really would like to match this baluster, whatever. You can do that, too.
Exactly. Now, the only thing that's not custom, Lou, because these gates are independently safety tested, the construction of the gates, the appearance of the gates is all going to be constant. It is a slat design.
Right.
So if you're looking to match your balusters, a tapered, thin baluster, that does not work well for containment.
Sure, sure, sure.
So the design is all the same, but the customization is obviously in the width, the height, the stain. We can add a cap door, which is very unique. And that's what makes these gates special.
What about the actual mechanism in how it works? Is that something that is, from a safety perspective, something that's consistent, or do you customize that based on the application?
No, that is consistent also. Because the gates are removable, the gates are attached to a full-length piano hinge attached to a T-bar, which slides into a hinge rail, which is attached either to a wall or a newel post in most cases.
Okay.
Where the gate stops is a stop rail, which will only allow the gate to open in one direction for safety,
right,
which will always be away from the stairs.
Got it. And then, okay, so, you know, when you're in the middle of this world and you're like, oh my gosh, I need a gate and I want something that's sturdy and it looks nice. Now, you know, fast forward, you know, a guy like me where my kids are all, you know, older. Now I want to take this gate out, but it sounds like the way you mount this, I mean, obviously you're going to mount it because you guys, you know, it's going to mount to the framing of the home, so it's nice and sturdy. To go back and patch it and remove it, we're not talking about a huge deal here.
Not at all. You're talking about a hole approximately 1/8 of an inch. Three screws or three fasteners will hold the hinge rail in place. Three fasteners will hold the stop rail in place. So damage to existing woodwork or walls is minimal.
Right. Plus the fact that more than likely you're having this in place for years. And so it's not correct, anything that, you know, you're going to put up for you know, a couple months and then go. Now, can you, Hal, can you give me an idea and our listeners an idea of a range of pricing for something like this installed?
Well, gates are going to run somewhere in the $400 range, and that's for a width up to 44 inches and a height up to 36 inches, which is wider and taller than any conventional gate you can find.
Wow. And is that installed or plus installation?
No, that's installed. Now, obviously, the price will be a little bit less expensive near Madison, where the gates are constructed.
Mm-hmm.
If the gates need to be shipped and delivered, the cost will be a little bit greater. But they'll be somewhere in the mid-$400 range in our area.
So you're down here. And so you, in other words, you're the installer and the rep down here. You do all this. You send the stuff up to Madison. The good people up there say, yeah, hey there, I'm going to send down a gate, and you ship it to the house, and then you show up and put it in. Or they ship it to you or whatever.
To me, correct. It's
right.
Shipped to me, and then I'll bring them to the house. It could be a single gate. I've installed 5, even 6 gates in one home.
Sure.
So I'll bring the gates. I'll do the installation. It may take close to 5-6 hours to install,
sure,
but it will be done right. The gates are not shimmed. They're planed and everything is level and looking good.
Furniture quality installation.
Absolutely. Maple, oak, or cherry is how we start with the gates.
Hal Norman, director operator of Home Safe Home for Childproofing and an exclusive Chicagoland area rep for gatekeepers. If people want to get a hold of you, Hal, and learn more about this so they can have some good looking gates installed in their house, how do they do that?
Well, our 800 number is 531-9527.
All right. And is there a website, too?
There is a website. Gatekeeper Safe is the website.
Gatekeeper Safe. Give me the phone number one more time.
800-531-9527.
Hal, thanks so much for joining us. Have a terrific Labor Day weekend, all right? And good luck. Continued success.
Thank you, too.
You got it. Ed Lou Manfredini here, the Mr. Fix-It Show, 8:47 in the morning. We'll take a quick break and be back right after these. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Susan's in Northbrook. Hi, Susan.
Good morning. I had a couple chipmunks get in my garage. And I couldn't get them out, and I called the city, and they came and put a trap in. Of course, nothing's been in there, so I think they died. The smell is like open garbage cans.
Ooh.
And I pulled my
Good morning, car. Everybody. Enjoy the cornflakes. Wait. What do you mean you think they were in the garage? Where'd they go?
Well, I don't know. I can't find them. And she couldn't find them. I mean, there's some boxes and then there's paint cans and it's, you know, all this and that stuff.
Right.
And I've pulled out as many things as I could. And I just wonder, how do I get the smell out? Is there any one thing I tried?
Well, I mean, at this point, I mean, when you go into this garage, is there an area where you really notice, like, oh my gosh, when I'm in this corner, it smells like...
It's a little bit more on the other side where I used to store stuff, the other side to keep my car.
Mm-hmm.
And when I... it's a little stronger over there, but we were getting ready to move, and we have boxes and boxes and boxes and stuff to get ready to get rid of, you know, get rid of things.
Right.
So I'll probably have to have someone come over and help me pull everything out of that garage, right?
Well, we got to, I mean, in a perfect world, we need to move that away and see if there's something behind a bunch of those boxes.
Uh-huh.
The product I was going to tell you is the FreshWave product.
Yeah, I know. Which, I use it.
Right. But so that crystal gel, if you put it in a corner in a large open, you know what would work great is in that area where you think it's really stinky. Do you have an old pie tin?
Sure.
All right. Buy some of the gel and put it in a pie tin because the more surface area that you have, the better. And if you can, put a little fan over it to start blowing to grab that odor. Okay. The air movement is what really helps that product. And try that. But really what you need to do, Susan, is get those boxes out to see if that little guy is behind there.
Can one cause that much of an odor?
Sure. If I put you in the back corner and you were dead and you laid there, wouldn't you stink?
What?
I don't care how big you are, right?
I went to...
Right, don't take that personally.
I went to Lowe's and they suggested baking soda, but I thought, well, that's probably... I put
it's great
that
when you're making scones, but it's not going to do anything when you do this.
The crystal gel, is it the little round that look like bullets?
Correct. No, not bullets. It's more of a... It's, where are you? Northbrook? Go see... Ron Gaedick over there at Northbrook Ace. They've got FreshWave. And buy the big jar of the crystal gel.
Crystal gel.
Yep.
Is it solid?
It's like...
little peas? Those little round
it's
things?
It's more like... it's not beads. It's more gelatinous.
Okay.
You know, if you were... I remember Dippity-Doo?
Sure,
it's sort of like Dippity-Doo, but it's more crystallized.
Okay.
Yeah, trust me. Put
Is
it in a pie
stronger?
Tin. Put it in a pie tin over in that area with a fan, and you'll see, you'll get results. You will. I really do think you'll get results. Thanks so much for the phone call. This is Mary in Mount Prospect. Hi, Mary.
Yes, hi. The lady with the squirrel on the screen that urinated into her room.
Yeah.
Gave me courage to call.
Oh, all right.
I have a 22-foot bow window and a mouse got in between the sill and the window, hung himself. And I came home and I saw two little feet sticking out in a fat belly. And I thought, oh my God, it's a field mouse and a long tail. So I thought, oh, dummy, pull him out. Well, his head stuck. And what I think it was is his nose. I am not lying, just the facts. I can't get a fingernail through where they put the aluminum windows in. How in the heck did this mouse get his nose in? They say when they can't get their whiskers through, they don't go through. Well, his head is still hanging there. It's not a rat. It's a field mouse. Now, I've got to
wait. Okay, hold it. Wait. Hold on. So you have Pella windows, correct?
I have windows.
Oh, but did you say Pella?
No.
Where is this?
About 22 feet. The company that put it in Expo, I guess, is no longer in business.
Okay, but
so
where? I'm trying to.
Window companies.
Wait.
What to do?
Wait, Mary. Where is the mouse? In between the glass?
No, it's underneath. There's a sill. I have a limestone sill.
On the outside.
The windows, yeah, they kind of sit on there because it's a gigantic custom-made window.
Okay.
All right. Underneath the where the
window sits on top of the sill.
Yeah, well, yeah, kind of. This is the part that doesn't overhang, sit on the sill, okay?
Okay.
And the aluminum comes together underneath this window. Well, this unlucky mouse stuck his nose in it, and he was hanging there. Now, I can't even get a fingernail through. People are telling me, oh, stick some steel wire in there. Where?
Okay, I see what you're saying. So I'm on the, so I'm trying to picture this. I'm on the outside of your house. I'm looking at this window, and there's
underneath
a little mouse with this dead mouse stuck with his nose underneath the aluminum capping that's around the windows.
Thank you. The word is capping.
Yes. So that capping is nailed to your window, and it's just sitting against that. It's sitting against the limestone. So if you take If you take a utility knife, we're not going to cut the mouse. You're gonna go along that edge where the aluminum hits the limestone, and you're just gonna fit that blade underneath between the aluminum and the limestone, and you're gonna gently twist the knife to just raise the aluminum a little bit. There's probably like a little edge that field mouse got his nose cut, and then it was like a knife that cut into his nose, and he couldn't get it out. And then that little mouse should drop, and then you can pick it up and go on your way.
Well, his head will drop.
Right.
Because I decapitated him trying to pull him out.
All right.
Wow. What do I do for the window? How in the heck did this mouse get up there? There's no stairs there.
Well, they can they can crawl, they can leap, they can do whatever.
I have a face brick there. Do you think he crawled up the brick?
Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
Why would he do that? Chased by a cat?
Maybe. When you're chased by a cat, you'll do anything. If they were chasing me, I'd jump up in your window, too. But, I mean, now I wouldn't add any caulking because with that aluminum, what we wanted to do is if any water got behind it, you want it to drain away. So try the little trick with the utility knife. Poor little mouse. I feel badly for that mouse, little field mouse. Poor guy. We'll take a quick break, then 9 o'clock news.
Soaking up those last days of summer. It's Saturday morning, and you're listening to Lou on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
It was Labor Day weekend. I was 17. I bought a Coke and some gasoline. I drove out to the county fair.
9:12 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show. Here on Michigan Avenue, this hour of the Mr. Fix-It Show is sponsored by Touch and Foam Professional Spray Foam Insulation, Ace Hardware, and by wetandforget.com. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. I guess we were talking all about my new favorite Noodaloo, too. Didn't we mention the name? It's called Creazy. 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 Evidently, there's only two left on Amazon, so hurry. Creazy. Is there a website, Linz?
The website is cookut.com, but it's C-O-O-K-U-T. Cookut.
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 Well, he's from France. Cookut. Cookut. it's cool. I just think that you could come up with your own little silicone thing.
There's definitely ways to do it, I know.
Well, you said people were texting. You could just shake it, but I think you need something to agitate it. I mean, look, you could take, what's cool about this is if you made whipped cream, you could do exactly what we just did in a bowl.
Yeah, you just get a whisk and just sit there forever and you still get an arm workout.
You still get the arm workout, right?
Probably a better one.
Well, I don't know. That was pretty good. But are you just going to leave that whipped cream there or are we going to rinse that out? What are we going to do with
we'll
that?
We'll rinse it out.
You know what? If we had a waffle iron. Check this out.
I actually have one in my pocket. Hold on, let me grab it.
I could have brought a waffle iron in. So you make the waffle. You have some.
I love making waffles.
Strawberry or some blackberry syrup.
You love what?
I love Veronica.
Well, who doesn't love Veronica?
Some strawberry syrup. Because you know how to make your own syrup. It's pretty easy. It's just basically sugar and the fruit. A little bit of cornstarch if you want it thickened. And it's warm, and then you put that whipped cream on top of it.
Oh, so good. Oh. Yeah. I love it.
And my ex.
Crazy.
My ex, by the way.
Yeah.
You said, who doesn't love Veronica?
Oh, not your ex. Well, he was
mistaken. That's just because he's silly.
He was mistaken. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you, the Mr. Fix-It Show. This is Debbie in Westmont. Hi, Debbie. You're on WGN.
Hi, good morning. I have a question. I love that product, Wet and Forget. It's amazing. I just used it on my fence, and the next day it was all clean, all the green gone.
One day? Usually it takes a little longer than that, but okay.
Yeah, this is the second time I've used it, because it rained.
Oh, okay.
The next day.
Okay.
But The fence is completely clean. Almost like I took a brush to it and scrubbed it.
That's awesome.
Yes, but my question is, I want to do my siding, and up high, I don't want to get on a ladder. So I called the company. They said to rent a trombone sprayer. I've called all over. I cannot find one to rent.
A trombone sprayer? Oh, just
unless
something on an extent. How tall? Well, how tall is the? Is it a two-story home?
Yes.
Well, you know, I mean. How could we do this for you from the ground?
Unless you have something else that would reach where I can put the solution in.
Right.
When I did the fence, I used, a garden spray, which worked fine. But don't think that's going to reach the second floor.
Problem you have with trying to do it from the ground with any kind of extension. There are sprayers that you could put on an extension, but you have so little control that you'll spray it all over everything. You'll get it on the windows, and then
I don't care about that.
Well,
I'll just wash them.
Well, you say that now, but when you spray it all over there, let me think about this. Because the problem with the wet and forget is it needs to be pre-mixed, and then we need to somehow extend it two stories, which is 20 feet. And how do we keep the pressure up there and you're doing it from the ground? You're not. I can't think of anything that I could tell you to use conventionally that would be available to you to do something like this. I mean, is there anybody that you could put up on an extension ladder?
Yeah, I'm sure I could find one or two.
I mean, the way to do this is to just put an extension ladder up with the pump sprayer and get up there and do it.
With the sprayer I used for the...
Correct.
Fence?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, it's a little bit of monkeying around, but that way you have better control. You can apply it correctly, and, you know, you set up the ladder, you spray to the side, you move the ladder over, you spray a little bit more, and, you know, really from that one point, you can, depending on how tall the house is, but you could put the extension ladder on, you could reach up all the way underneath the soffit, probably go down to 10 feet off the ground from one point on the ladder and just spray it, move the ladder over. Within an hour, you probably go all the way around the house, probably even less than that, and then you'll do a better job.
Okay.
That would be my suggestion.
Okay, and could I ask another question?
Sure.
Are you familiar with that new Rust-Oleum application for your shutters? It's supposed to kind of bring them back to life instead of painting them.
I am.
Is it worth doing it, or should I just paint?
It works, and it's a potent smell when you put this on there. So make sure you're. Well, are you going to keep the shutters up where they are?
Probably.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Really,
they're not the only one that makes it. Rust-Oleum has one, and then you know the company Rejuvenate that makes the product for the wood floors to rejuvenate.
I know it well because I listen to you every Saturday.
Oh, well, thank you. The their product is not as pungent of an odor, and it does an amazing job. I mean, it's really something else. So if you go, you're in Westmont, your Ace probably has a Rejuvenate set of products, and you could buy it there.
Okay, and we have one in town.
There you go, and it works. It should work out just fine. You should see... really, really nice results. Thanks so much for the phone call. It's 9:19 in the morning. We'll take a quick break.
Time to get to work this weekend. Got a question for Lou? Give us a call right here on the Mr. Fix-It Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
Oh, you know it's gotta go. It's such a shame, yo.
Welcome back, 9:22 in the morning, the Mr. Fix-It Show. By the way, 312-981-7200 is our text line as well. So we'll do our Just Text Me segment coming up after 9:30 this morning. Before we do that, I thought I told you only one call from Kenosha a day. Here's Karen in Kenosha. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Lou. How are you doing this morning?
When's the last time you went to go see a movie at Tinseltown?
I think it was a week and a half ago. We went to see Star Trek Beyond.
Oh, are you a Star Trek girl?
Yes.
Me too. Well, I'm not a girl, but I'm a Star Trek guy.
Yep, I love it. And, you know, I know there are some purists saying, oh, they're making too many weird changes, but I just think they're doing a great job.
And that Chris Pine is easy on the eyes.
Yeah, he's good. But, you know, I like everybody. I like the entire crew. They did such a good job. I especially like Bones, and it's so sad.
They did an amazing job casting, because the nod to the original cast is pretty darn good.
Oh, I think it's phenomenal, and I'm just so disappointed, and it's so sad that the actor who plays Chekhov was killed.
Oh, awful.
I know.
Awful.
Horrible, because he was awesome.
He was awesome. Sorry, this is Star Trek Talk on WGN Radio.
Right,
this
right.
is a new feature that we do from 9:20 to 9:30, where we just talk about Star Trek. How can I help you?
Quick comment about your mason jar whipped cream thingy before I ask my question.
Please do.
So when I was a kid... my grandmother, when she wanted to keep us quiet while she was baking pies,
she'd hit you.
Cream. No. She'd pour cream in a mason jar, and she had two kinds of mason jars, and there were three kids. So one had a little paddle with a crank on top, and you would just crank it as fast as you could, and that would make the whipped cream.
Oh.
And the other one was just a regular old jar, and so we would fight over who got the crank paddle, and we would just shake it. And yes, you do, because what you're doing is you're bouncing the cream solids around in there, and they want to get together and make whipped cream. So it just takes longer when you shake it. And I just want to warn everybody who may not know that buys those little jars. If you shake it too long, what do you get?
Whipped cream?
Nope, butter. You get butter.
Mm.
If you go too far, your whipped cream will turn into butter, and then you'll have really sweet butter because you put your sugar in there. But you can also add the sugar later in. If you want to make butter, you can make butter with your little jar.
Right. So you're saying that I could just put the cream in there, no sugar, and shake it, and it would turn into whipped cream that's not sweet?
Correct.
You don't need the sugar?
No. And if
how much more whipped cream do you have, Lindsay?
If you want to do it that way, because the way I make whipped cream when I make it at home is, you know, with my hand mixer. But if you want to do it that way, then instead of using granulated sugar, you just use a little confectioner sugar and fold it in by hand, and it's really good.
We went from Star Trek Talk to Bake Talk. Wait.
I know.
Wait. Hold on 1 second, Karen. Do you have more whipping cream?
I do.
Okay, bring me the Creasy, no balls. Mm-hmm. And put the cream in there and let me shake it.
Okay.
No sugar.
It's going to take you a long time. Remember, I started by saying my grandmother wanted to keep us quiet and busy while she baked pies.
Can I tell you something? My wife is listening, and she just now came up with what she's going to do with me. When she's tired of me talking, which is pretty much every time we're together, she's just going to hand me a mason jar and some whipped cream and says, go in the corner.
Start shaking.
And don't bother me. Don't come back and talk to me until you've created whipped cream.
What if you put some cocoa in there?
You can make chocolate whipped cream. You can do anything. And you can put on some cool music, Lou, and you can, like, shake it over your head and shake it down low and, you know.
I love it.
He could practice to be one of Beyonce's backup singers.
Well, right. And while I do all the presidents in order in less than 20 seconds.
Exactly. You can combine your workout hour and your baking hour.
Look at how helpful this show is. Where are you getting this kind of radio? Nowhere. Is there something I can help you with, Karen?
I hope so.
I'm sorry. We're completely out of time.
Oh, no.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
I can talk fast.
I'm
okay.
Kidding.
So two years ago, we had our blacktop driveway pulled out because I was getting all the bird baths and everything because the contractor, like, was in a hurry and put my driveway in November or something. And so we had it redone with concrete. And the contractor, I asked them to also seal it. And so they finished the job, and they came back later to seal it. And before, I wasn't home that day, so I didn't get to see the product that they used. And I have a call into him, and he's not calling me back. So it's time now. I want to reseal my driveway, but we have an old Chevy Tahoe with over 200,000 miles. It's kind of marked its spot in one area.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to know what to clean that with before I seal it. And then if you have any recommendations for sealer, I'm still going to try to find out what they used because it was awesome. I absolutely love it. But there are some places where, you know, they were kind of in a hurry and didn't get everything. So I want to do a nicer job this time. So
your Chevy Tahoe that leaks a little oil, the problem is that if it's marked its spot for years and years and years, you're never going to get that completely taken up. And so
it's just been 2 years.
Oh, okay. Well, what you can try there is powdered Tide or even liquid Tide, and you're going to pour it over the spot, and you're going to scrub it with a stiff nylon brush, and get that going and let it soak in and dig in and let it sit there for 30 minutes or so and then rinse it away. That's going to cut the grease and maybe repeat it. That's the best it's going to get.
Okay.
Now, the best sealer, I talked about it earlier, is actually made in Kenosha, called Bone Dry. And you can apply Bone Dry. You can go to their website, bonedryproducts.com, and it is a silica-based sealer that will soak into the concrete about an inch and really seal that concrete, and you'll be really happy with the results.
Fantastic.
Okay.
Oh,
but
okay.
But what I caution you is, you know, that staining, once you do this a couple times with the Tide, that's as good as it's going to get.
Okay. And I mean, you know, I'm not particularly fussy about that because, well, we park our cars in the driveway. So, and it is a driveway. It's not like it's my kitchen floor. But I guess when I try to sell the house, maybe somebody might have a little fit over it. But once I seal over it, then whatever I was not able to get out, that's there forever too, right?
Right. And what I would tell you too is, like I mentioned, there's 0% financing right now at your Chevy dealer until September 9th. And so you can go to your Chevy dealer, your Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Chevy dealer, and buy a new Chevy. And basically they're going to give you free money. Thanks for the phone call.
And we call it a phone, but we don't really use it much as a phone, do we? No, we don't.
Time for Just Text Me.
I don't have to talk. Oh, my God, I got to talk. Talking is work. You got to make facial expressions. You got to suck air in. You got to blow it out.
Tell everybody what you just said over the air while I was shaking the, trying to get to make whipped cream without the silicone balls in the jar.
Don't forget you have 23 minutes left. This is sure going to keep you busy for a
She's
while.
She's like, wow, this is really going to keep you busy. Mary Beth really has to figure this thing out.
I'm taking
now
it.
I'm determined. I'm still shaking it.
You need the balls, I think.
You need the silicone balls.
Yeah.
Yeah, she said it, not me. You do. I mean, it's when I open it up, I mean, I did it in a minute before when you when you did this. When you did it, and now I have literally been shaking this for 10 minutes.
Good 10 minutes.
No wonder that woman's grandmother kept them busy.
No kidding. I'm quiet. I'm going to have to remember this with my girls.
Joining me on the phone line right now is the skipper, Lyle Dean. I thought I told you never to call me on the air again.
You did.
Yeah. Why? Who let you through?
Well, you know what? When you get as old as I am, you forget.
How are you, skipper?
I am good. But, you know, We're driving right now. We're around Kalamazoo. By the way, the station comes in great.
Oh, nice.
However, we are both in awe of your ability to pick up on cues. When this woman was talking about her Tahoe leaking oil and you tried to sell her a new Tahoe, it almost drove off the road.
I'm just trying to give people the information that they need. Wouldn't she be disappointed if on September 10th she decided to go buy a Tahoe and she couldn't get the free the 0% financing?
Yeah, thank you. Well, I always knew you were a master of marketing.
Something like that.
I think you just got your doctorate.
Oh, thank you. Now, if I can only make whipped cream without these silicone balls. Just leave it.
I don't want the visual.
I know. All right, drive safely, both hands on the wheel, and like I told you, never call here again. There we go. Lyle Dean calling us this morning on WGN Radio. 9:40 in the morning. I think it's our Just Text Me segment, which is sponsored by iwantsmart.com. Still
and
shaking.
I've got some texts for you. Keep shaking over there. I'll just read. Question for Lou. I have an egress window in basement that needs replacing, but can't find anyone who does it. Any suggestions?
Basement?
Uh-huh. Egress windows.
PermaSeal. Yeah, they offer that 800-421 seal.
Next, Lou, we had a wine cooler that leaked and stained and damaged the hardwood flooring. Any suggestions?
Well, okay, more than likely you probably have some curling of that wood as well. What I would do is keep a fan on it for a couple of days, let it dry out. Don't do anything for about a month because we need the wood to settle down. Then it will say this specifically on the bottle not to use on hardwood flooring, but I am telling you to go against that and buy some Howard's Restore Finish in the color that matches most closely to the floor, and then use quadruple zero steel wool with the grain to gently see if you can blend that discoloration in.
I like it. 630 is Fogu mold safe to use in a basement that has a gas furnace, gas dryer, and a gas hot water heater? Are there fumes that would interact and cause an explosion?
No, it's not petroleum based, and it absolutely is.
I recently had a backsplash installed in my kitchen. Do I have to seal the grout?
I mean, unless you're like that, what's the name of that cook from the Muppets? You know, that guy?
Beaker.
No, that's, no.
No, that's the.
No, it was like a Swedish chef. Beaker was the. He's like a Swedish guy. Unless you're flicking tomato sauce all over the place, I'm not a huge sealer of grout. So, no, I wouldn't bother.
That's actually his name, by the way. It's Swedish Chef.
Oh, there you go. Thank you.
I caught the tail end. I heard a Swedish awful chef. Beaker impression.
Right. That wasn't Beaker. That was the Swedish chef. Thank you. Right. That's Beaker.
You mentioned changing the pH of the soil to combat critters. At what level should it be?
7.
Can lime be used as an alternative?
Yes.
What can be applied? When can it be applied?
Now. It's like,
I think we need to have you do this shaking thing more often.
I know.
I'm powered through 5 questions.
Can I tell you something?
Seconds.
It really helps me focus. I don't know why that makes any sense, because I should be completely distracted. I am here answering text questions while I'm shaking the jar. I think the top on this needs to be, I don't like the top on the crazy.
Yeah, it doesn't firm up all the way.
No, but it doesn't. You know why? Because it's not a ball jar. It's not a brand name ball jar. And so when you tighten it too much, it like skips.
Yeah.
Something to tell our buddy, Frenchie, who invented it.
Cookout.
Yeah.
All right. That's our Just Text Me segment.
That's it?
Yeah.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. Lou Manfredini here with you. Okay. I just proved a point, like a science experiment. I just put the crazy down. I've been shaking it like crazy without the silicone balls for at least 10 minutes. My right arm is completely jacked. You need those silicone balls. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is. You know what? I'm going to do it right now. Drop them in.
One. Two,
you did that the first time with the balls in there for like less than 90 seconds.
It was a minute, yeah.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable. And I mean, I can already, just now, I'm just starting right now, and it's already agitating it and going up.
I wonder if it has to be silicone or if it just has to be the shape.
Well, no. So the thing is, Lindsay and I were talking about this. Like, wow, why couldn't I invent this myself and not make it $17? But the only thing you could buy would be like bearings or something, but the thing is if it's metal, you'll bang up against the glass,
mm-hmm.
and then that won't work. You'll break the glass.
What about like one of those little kids' bouncy balls? I wonder if that would work.
Oh, like a super ball
That you get for a quarter gumball machine.
Well, right, but the problem is those aren't. You got to eat this stuff.
Yeah, those probably taste like rubbery and.
Well, nasty. Right, they're not made to go in your mouth. Right. Oh, this is it. This is what you do. You just play this song while you're doing it. 312-981-7200 is our phone number. Here's Don in Chicago. Hey, Don, you're on WGN.
Hey, Lou, this show is crazy, brother.
Hey, attaboy.
And the hair is looking great, Lou.
Thank you.
Good for you.
How can I help you?
Real quick. I don't want to pay a plumber every couple of months to come out and ride my drains. What can I do as maintenance for, you know, or should I use something as a maintenance product to keep my drains and my wife happy? As you say, happy wife, happy life.
Oh, absolutely. So when I was at the, I was recently at the Ace Hardware Show. You know, my favorite drain cleaner now is a product that's been around for a long time called InstaFlow.
Okay.
And InstaFlow is these. It's a base. It's not an acid. It's these chips that you put in the drain, and you use it for slow running drains. It's amazing stuff. But they also have a brand new product called EcoFlow, which is not widely available, but it is an enzyme that you can put down once a month in your drains to eat away some of the stuff that is in the pipes to keep things flowing. And if you regularly use this, it has a higher concentration. There's another product called Robic that's out there, but this EcoFlow is a terrific product. And all the studies that I've seen of what it does compared to the other products, it's fantastic.
Have you ever used Nyko?
I have not.
They sell it at my Ace, and there's like two different ones. There's one that's
it's an enzyme.
No, it's not an enzyme. One in a red bottle, which you really can't use because it's way too harsh.
Wait. That's the product it's in a red bottle, and it's also in a plastic bag?
Yes.
Yeah, so see, I know those products, but those are products when you have a drain that you need to free up. But you're talking about regular maintenance.
Yeah, I just want to do something. I mean,
correct.
Do I need to do it once a week, once a month? How often do you recommend
once a month,
for all my drains?
So once a month, I believe that this EcoFlow product is in the warehouse. So you go to your Ace, they may say, oh, we don't carry this product. And you say, all right, well, can you order me a case? And now you get a case. Maybe there's, six boxes or 12 boxes.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Now you've got a year supply if it's 12 boxes. It's not super expensive. And then what you do is on your calendar, you put down, hey, I'm going to get once a month, I'm going to put this down the drain. I'm going to have it eat up the enzyme, eat up all the gunk that's in my pipes that keeps stuff flowing freely. Do me a favor. Hang on a second. I'm going to send Don a Mr. Fix-It Lose Crew t-shirt, courtesy of our friends at Fox Home Center in Alsup and created by Rags of Honor, helping veterans get back on their feet. It is 9:48 in the morning. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to Lou Manfredini on the Mr. Fix-It Show. He's always got lots to talk about and lots of questions to answer. So give us a call, 312-981-7200, on the Voice of Chicago, 720 WGN.
I've been driving all night, my hands wet on the wheel.
9:51 in the morning. This is the Mr. Fix-It Show. Sam Panionovich coming up after 10 o'clock. No Kathy and Judy today. Sam is doing the Northwestern pregame for us, and then
the pregame.
Yes. We're going to call it WGN Sports Extra with Sam Panionovich, and then Northwestern Wildcats pregame at 10:30, and then Northwestern takes on Western Michigan at 11 a.m. Dave Bennett and Ted Albrecht will bring you the game coming up later on this morning. This is Joe in Aurora. Joe, you're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you, sir?
Last fall, I got a little carried away in pouring the seal coat on my driveway because it's really pitched, and I got it all over the sidewalk. Question is there a way to get it off the sidewalk, and or can I just black coat seal my cement sidewalk?
No, don't do that. You'll look like a hillbilly.
Well, yeah.
Never mind.
No.
Not easy. If I give you a stripper, it's going to make a mess. How much did you get on the there? Is it thick?
No, I did scrape off everything that I could.
Okay, so it's thin. All right. This is good then. You can buy a nylon cup stripping wheel.
Okay.
At the hardware store, and you're going to put it on the end of a drill.
Okay.
And dry, don't put any liquid on it whatsoever, gently go back and forth across that concrete to take that completely off.
Okay.
A nylon cup stripping brush.
Okay.
It goes on the end of a drill. And I would tell you, if you have an electric drill, that's what I would use, because a cordless drill, you're going to have to put a fair amount of pressure on this, and you'll burn through the batteries pretty quickly.
Okay.
All right. And
another
then,
question.
Go ahead.
Once I do that, is there I got to check with my city ordinance, but is there a way to repair the sidewalk because it's been there so long, and with the driveway being pitched, it's all pitted and stuff?
Oh, my gosh. Do I have a product for you? Are you writing this down?
Yep. Yes, I am.
Tintcrete. Tintcrete is a concrete resurfacer that has Joe's name written all over it. You can buy this at participating Ace Hardware stores or at tintcrete.com, and you apply this. You fill in the pitted parts of the concrete first with a little trowel. You can you can fill it up to an inch thick if you want. Then you mix up another batch and you brush over the top similarly to how you did the blacktop on your driveway. Only, Joe, let's try and do a little neater job this time.
Yes. Are you saying creek as in brook or creek as in creaky door?
Tint crete as in Crete Moni.
Thank you.
Tint Crete, tintcrete.com. And if you apply that, they make it in two different colors, old concrete and new concrete. The old concrete is a little more brown looking and will probably match what you have right there then and there. And you'll be so happy. Just try not to make a mess, okay? 9:54 in the morning. Don't go away. Thank you so much for listening. Time for Lou's Last Call, sponsored by Townstone Financial. Thanks to Veronica for doing the news and Sam Panionovich, who's going to come up in a little bit and do WGN Sports Spectacular prior to pregame, and Lindsay for producing. Our last caller is Herb in Chicago. Hi, Herb.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Yeah, I hope you can. Like I explained, the city cut my water up for about 3 days. They replaced the main. After the 3 days, when I came back online, my water pressure from my hot water was a trickle, and it is a trickle. So I'm trying to figure out, who do I turn to?
Is it everywhere or just at the – do you have a laundry tub?
Yeah.
Do you get hot water out of that?
Yes, I do.
A lot of pressure?
Fairly normal.
Okay. That faucet down there is unrestricted.
Okay.
And everything else has restrictors on it, and you have sediment built up in the valves and or the screens. So the first thing I would do on the vanities and whatnot, try and take the aerators off and see if you can blow it out yourself.
Okay.
The valves underneath all of the faucets and stuff, try articulating them on and off because there could be sediment stuck inside there. And then on the valves for the shower, that may have to come apart and be blown apart. This is what you need a plumber to help you do, if that's part of it there. But you can try all that other stuff on your own. Thanks so much for the phone call. Hey, if you spend more than 2 minutes cleaning your shower, you're obviously not using Wet and Forget Shower. I just used it this morning. Wet and Forget Shower is the easiest way to clean your shower and your tub. After the last shower, spray Wet and Forget Shower and you're done. The next morning, simply rinse it, and that's it. Doesn't get any easier, and you only do it once a week. Spray on Wet and Forget Shower, and it cleans and prevents soap scum and shower grime. It cleans the mold and the mildew stains. There's no scrubbing, no harsh chemicals or bleach, just soft vanilla scent. Put away the harsh chemicals and eliminate the fumes. Candace in Florida calls it the best shower product. Kim in California said, just what I wanted, man. And Deb in Georgia simply said, holy cow, it sure does work like a charm. Those are my... I'm adding all that, by the way. Stop wasting time scrubbing your shower. Pick up a bottle of Wet and Forget Shower at participating Ace, True Value, Do It Best Home Improvement stores, or visit wetandforget.com for a store near you. As I mentioned, Sam Panionovich sitting in for Kathy and Judy for a half an hour. Now, they're working you like a dog. Did you do the high school thing last night?
I got home at about 11:45, got up this morning at 5:45.
Atta boy, that's what I like.
That's a Manfredini day.
That's a work ethic right then and there. So you're going to do some sports for a little sports extra this morning, correct?
Yeah, we're going to load up on college football, and why not? Happy New Year. It's the first day of the Northwestern football season. Dave Vennett is standing by. He's going to join us out of Veronica's News, and then we'll also go around the country. Mark Carmen is also at Ryan Field. So it's going to be a lot of purple and white today.
You got it. Take it away.